Club World Cup. Low attendance as over 400,000 seats sit empty across U.S. stadiums. As the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup unfolds in the United States, attendance figures from the opening matches have raised serious concerns. According to BBC Sport, more than 423,000 seats out of 1 million available remained unfilled during the first 16 group stage matches, resulting in an average stadium occupancy rate of just 56.8%. Billed as a full-scale dress rehearsal for the 2026 FIFA World Cup co-hosted by the US, Canada, and Mexico, the tournament has so far struggled to draw American crowds, despite high-profile matchups. BBC Sport reports that half of the matches played so far failed to reach even 50% stadium capacity. The lowest turnout was recorded in Florida, where only 3,412 fans attended Mamelodi Sundowns' win over South Korea's Ulsan HD at Inter & Company Stadium. According to journalist Mar Mazahi, who was present, fewer than 100 people were in the stands before kickoff. In Cincinnati, the game between Salzburg and Pachuca was played in a stadium only 20% full, while in Atlanta, the Chelsea-LAFC clash attracted just a third of the expected turnout in a 71,000-seat arena. Many observers argue the issue is not a lack of interest in soccer, but rather a poorly designed schedule. Raids by ICE agents may also be a factor. Midweek games held during daytime hours significantly reduce the ability of working fans to attend. As journalist Doug Roberson told BBC Sport, people aren't staying away because they're uninterested, it's because it's a Monday at 3 p.m. The contrast is striking. Chelsea had played a friendly in Atlanta in 2023 during the evening, drawing over 70,000 spectators. The same team's recent match during daylight hours brought in just 22,000. Despite setbacks, FIFA remains optimistic. In a statement shared with the BBC, the organization noted that four of the tournament's five most anticipated matches have yet to be played. FIFA also claimed that nearly 1.5 million tickets have already been sold. Some cities are faring better. In Miami, the first three matches saw strong attendance. The opening game between Inter Miami and Al Ahly drew over 60,000 fans, while Real Madrid's clash with Al Hilal brought in more than 62,000. The highest attended match so far was PSG versus Atletico Madrid at California's Rose Bowl Stadium, drawing 80,619 fans. Another factor possibly contributing to underwhelming numbers is the concurrent Gold Cup, organized by CONCACAF across the US and Canada. The tournament, which features national teams from North America, Central America, and the Caribbean, also competes for the same audience. Yet even the Gold Cup has seen empty stands. The U.S. versus Trinidad and Tobago match, despite a 5-0 American win, drew only 12,610 spectators, compared to 40,000 during the same fixture in the previous edition. Meanwhile, the presence of ICE agents near stadiums has become a deterrent for many fans. Fearing encounters with federal immigration authorities, a number of football supporters have chosen to stay home.